USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Pro-Donald Trump groups raised more than $60 million in January and have more than $200 million on hand for this year's general election, shattering fundraising records on the path toward a goal of raising $1 billion during this cycle. The Republican National Committee and the president's campaign have raised more than $525 million since the start of 2019. Together with two joint fundraising committees, the RNC and the Trump campaign provided those figures to the Associated Press. The January haul coincided with most of the Senate's impeachment trial, which resulted in the Republican president's acquittal earlier this month. RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel said, "We already have 500,000 volunteers fully trained and activated, and this record-breaking support will help us grow our grassroots army even more." This is USA Radio News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
China reported 143 virus deaths and a dip in new cases, while the head of the World Health Organization praised the country's efforts to contain the disease, saying they bought the world time and that other nations must make the most of it. France, meanwhile, reported Europe's first death from the new virus, a Chinese tourist from the Hubei province, where the disease emerged. The United States was preparing to fly home American passengers quarantined aboard a cruise ship in Japan. China reported 2,641 new cases in the last 24 hours, raising its total to 66,492. Mainland China's death toll rose. President Donald Trump is out to rev up his appeal with a key voting demographic, NASCAR fans, as he takes on the Daytona 500. Trump will be the second sitting president to attend the 500 after George W. Bush in 2004. This year, Trump will serve as Grand Marshal and give the command for drivers to start their engines. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A federal appeals court rejected a Trump administration rule that allowed Arkansas and other states to impose work requirements on low-income residents who received Medicaid benefits. The U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals for D.C. ruled that the White House had acted unlawfully and that Health Secretary Alex Azar's approval of the program known as Arkansas Works was arbitrary and capricious. Judge David Centrell referred to the original Medicaid statute, saying it identifies its primary purpose rather than a laundry list of secondary goals and only aims to provide health care coverage to populations that otherwise could not afford it. The decision was unanimous and upheld the original decision made in March 2019. One of President Donald Trump's nominees for the Federal Reserve came under sharp questioning over her unorthodox economic views, including two Republicans whose doubt about her nomination could slow it down. Judy Shelton sought to make her unconventional views an asset by promising to bring intellectual diversity to the Fed. After the hearing, two key Republicans, Senators Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania and Richard Shelby of Alabama, reiterated their misgivings about her nomination, and a third, Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana, said he is still undecided. With three Republicans leaning against, Shelton's nomination is at the risk of being stuck in the Banking Committee, where she would need all the Republican votes to recommend her nomination to the full Senate. The committee has a slim Republican majority of 13 to 12, and Republicans also control the Senate. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.